Re-archive Fever, 18th of March 2014, 12:50 p.m. Dear Sophie, I hope you don't mind the unsolicited nature of this email. I'm a writer and researcher undertaking a PhD at the Museum of London and Goldsmiths. I was wondering if the Freud Museum is commemorating the 20th anniversary of Derrida's Archive Fever lecture alongside the A.R. Hopwood show. In particular, I wondered whether there is any material in the Freud Museum's archive about the lecture, or a possible reading discussion event that could be organised, through which people could reflect on the influence of the Derrida lecture. I'd be more than happy to help organise such an event if it were in line with your museum's programme of events. Best regards, Guy. 1:07 p.m. Dear Guy, many thanks for your email and interesting proposal. I'm copying in Ivan Ward, our education director, who organised the conference and will be best placed to respond. Thanks again, and best wishes, Sophie. 6:59 p.m. Dear Guy, what a lovely idea, and how remiss, or should I say typical of us, to forget such a notable anniversary. As you know, Derrida's lecture was part of a larger conference, and I would certainly be interested in revisiting some of those themes. What did you have in mind? All the best, Ivan. 20th of March, 2:30 p.m. Dear Ivan, Sophie, thank you for the opportunity to put forward a few ideas about what might be possible to mark the anniversary. I, and I think many others, will be fascinated to learn more about the conference. This could be through, one, an evening at which those who attended the Derrida lecture and the wider conference reflect on their memories of the event and how they have experienced the impact of Archive Fever. Two, inviting a couple of academics from different disciplines to discuss the conference. Possible speakers might include Professor Carolyn Steedman, whose book Dust is a fascinating account of how historians use archives. In the book, she notes how Derrida sees in Freud's writing the very desire that is Archive Fever, the desire to recover moments of inception, to find and possess all sorts of beginnings. That the idea of the conference is so appealing perhaps reflects this desire. If the above ideas would be of interest, it would be great to meet to discuss further. Best, Guy. 25th of March, 3:37 p.m. Dear Guy, I have passed your email to Michael Molnar, who is most involved in the Archives Conference. I'd forgotten that it was a major fundraising event at the time, and that Elizabeth Rudinesco and René Major were involved from the French side. René kept the content and scale of Derrida's talk a secret, but described it beforehand as a gift, which indeed it was. Derrida also paid for his hotel and travel, so it was a double gift as far as we were concerned. Would you like to meet to discuss possibilities? All the best, Ivan. 4th of July, 3:24 p.m. Re, for the attention of René Major, re 20 years of Archive Fever event on the 12th of July 2014. Dear Guy, many thanks for letting me know of the event you're preparing for the 12th of July at the museum. I'm terribly sorry not to have received your previous announcement attached to your kind invitation which reached me yesterday. The 12th of July. Chantal and I will already be in Italy, where we will have the opportunity to talk about the biography of Freud we wrote together in 2006. In this biography, translated in many languages, but unfortunately not in English, we have taken in a large account of Derrida's Archive Fever lecture, in which it is convincingly argued that the Freudian method, the notions of Verspätung and Nachträglichkeit, should change the way we write history. We wrote in the introduction, "The meaning of an experience or of an impression is deferred in time, whereby what appears in retrospect gives another meaning to traces that have been laid down previously, so that it is only at a time yet to come that we would take cognizance of the promise or the menace of such traces, even though they had been archived." You may know that Jacques has been a close friend during 40 years, and that we did work together on many occasions. I wrote a book, Lacan with Derrida, in which it is shown the necessity for psychoanalysts to read Derrida and how Lacan himself has been influenced by him. With the main lecture by Derrida at the General States of Psychoanalysis in 2000, I gave a long interview to point out how deconstruction is analytical, there would not be Derrida without Freud, and how psychoanalysis is also deconstructive. I will end this short answer by recalling the way Jacques Derrida was introduced to the audience at the conference in 1994. I think it was by my friend Peter Hildebrand, who was co-organiser of the conference. He started, as any English gentleman would, by telling a humorous anecdote. He related, when Derrida received an honorary doctorate from the University of Cambridge, Prince Charles, in his address, said, "In the royal family, we are familiar with deconstruction. We're used to indulging in it ourselves." With my deep regrets not to be with you at the museum for this important anniversary, and my best wishes for the event, kindest regards, René. And so to begin, we are incredibly privileged to be in the company of many of the audience members and organisers of the conference in 1994. Six of them have agreed to speak for 6 to 8 minutes on an aspect of the lecture or how the lecture has influenced them since. There will then be time for questions and discussion. After a short break, three experts from different disciplines, Professor Caroline Steedman, Dr. Beverly Butler, and Professor Jerome Lebra, who were not at the lecture, will demonstrate how Archive Fever has influenced their research. Finally, to make you aware of a change in the advertised proceedings, after that second session, there will be a chance to hear extracts of a recording of the Derrida lecture, introduced by Freud historian Anthony Stadlin. Today, we're very excited by the fact that it is the first time that they've been played in public. And perhaps this is a good time to let you know that the audio from today's symposium is being recorded.